Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Okay. There's only one more sleep, can I call it that? Season 3 of Succession launches on Sky Atlantic and Now TV tomorrow. We'll all be immersed in the murky world of the Roy family, I presume. The Roy family being the mega-wealthy, completely amoral and dysfunctional owners of global media and entertainment company Waystar Royco. Since the show, created by Jesse Armstrong, first aired 3 years ago, it's picked up a ton of awards. Everything gone, really. We're talking BAFTAs, Golden Globes, Emmys, basically all of them. So the pressure is on now for season 3, and by all accounts, it doesn't disappoint. Owen Cannon from Entertainment.ie has been privy to the new season, and he joins me now to tell us what we can expect. Owen, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm good, Dave. Thanks very much for having me.
Good. Now, tell me, where do I start? I'll tell you where to start, because I know that season 3 starts off where season 2 ended, which is the way it should be, and boy, did season 2 end on a big banger altogether. Kendall dropped a bombshell, basically, didn't he, at the end of 2?
To Logan, yeah, no, that was a massive, like, that look to camera that Logan gives at the end of season 2 was just, you know, what's in his mind, what's he thinking? So yeah, it picks up exactly where season 2 left off, where kind of everyone is scrambling to see which side of the family they're going to go with. Will it be for Kendall? Will it be with Logan? And you see a lot of alliances, just like the other previous seasons, like everyone is flip-flopping from the father to everyone else. You don't know who to trust, and it's the same with all the characters. You know, you think you know what's going to happen, and then two seconds later, they change their alliance, and it's that kind of, you know, it keeps you on your feet this season 3, and it's all out familial war. It's basically a civil war, I think, is what they're describing it as, and I definitely saw that. I saw the first 7 episodes of the 9 episode season, and yeah, it delivers definitely.
You see, once again, they didn't give you the last 2. Do you remember the last 2 of the first thing about the wedding in Scotland? Do you remember the last 2 of this last one going on the boat and trying to decide? Like, you know, that's where it all really happens. It's amazing. So, okay,
exactly.
I would assume, like, the amount of stuff, there isn't a publication of the 100 biggest in the world, from the New York Times to wherever, right back around to the Washington, everybody's writing about Succession in season 3. So the expectation is incredibly ludicrous. And yet the funny thing about it is that not an awful lot necessarily in terms of action, can I use the word, happens. It's just there. It's just the same stuff a lot of the time. And they're just, it's the script, isn't it? That's really the whole thing.
Yeah, it's the script and definitely like the actors. I think in season 3 now, they're just in themselves. Like you can't see these actors, I think, as anyone else now in the future. It'll be hard for them to shake off the Roy family.
Absolutely.
Like Brian Cox and his deadpanness is just, he's just incredible. And I have a special, like, I think my spirit animal is cousin Greg, because, you know, I too am also tall and gangly and don't really get the business jargon at all thrown at me.
Wait a minute. Are you as sly as he most definitely seems to be? He knows exactly what he's doing. Or he certainly learned a lot.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So it delves further into him this season as well, as with all the characters. And yeah, so it's kind of, as you said, it's a rehash of the same kind of stuff, but the writing is just there and it keeps it fresh. There's some new characters as well. Adrian Brody appears and Alexander Skarsgård. But, you know, they don't take away from the Roys what they have. They're just kind of, you know, an extra element, really, a kind of a cherry on top for season 3. And, you know, as it's called Succession, so it's building towards who is going to take over from Logan eventually. We're getting there. I don't think season 3 will get there. You know, it's not giving us too much, because I think, you know, season 4, or if there's a season 5, it'll eventually hopefully happen. But for now, it's just hilarious to see what happens and what they get up to.
Well, I won't be watching it tomorrow. I'm going to wait a month. I think this is the kind of series you need 4 hours one go. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then another 4 hours.
Really? Well, there's one episode releasing every week, so you don't have to, you know, binge on it. So if you want to, you know.
No, I don't want to do that. I do want to binge on it. So I'm going to wait. I don't care what I hear, because it doesn't matter, really. As I say, not an awful lot necessarily happens. It's all this. I mean, the first 5 minutes of the first one from the program one, which is 20 programs ago, I mean, it was all about, oh my God, he's going to die. So who's going to take over? Who is going to be succeeding? And it's been the same stuff for 19 more programs, but it's absolutely fantastic. The best thing on TV at the moment, no question. I mean, there is Logan Roy, as you say, the main one, and then there's Kendall and what do you call it, Roman and Siobhan and Connor, and that's it. Is Connor still as mad as ever, is he? Is he still like pathetically trying to be president or something?
Yeah, Alan Rook is definitely in there. He pops up a bit more, I think, this season for sure. But yeah, I think he's the oddball of the family. But it's good to see. And yeah, I love Jerry's character in this as well, played by J. Smith Cameron. She's brilliant in this season as well. Her and the Roman dynamic.
That's very subtle. Apologies. The Roman dynamic. Does that? I mean, like, you know, the funny thing is Roman is whatever about her, but I mean, she's not against it either. She likes it too, doesn't she? Whatever it is. I don't know what it is between the two of them. But I remember she was in a thing I saw before, and I've suddenly forgotten the name of it, about a guy who was on death row and gets off death row and comes back to his town. 10-part series. And she was brilliant. She was the mother in it. God, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is that, you know, we're talking here about absolute power and absolute corruption and total dysfunction and loads and loads and loads of money. And the writing is absolutely outrageous. The performances are absolutely brilliant. So the writing, the guy, an awful lot of the articles, and like they really, a lot of them people want to show that they were, you know, privy to being on the set. And there's a lot goes on in Northern Italy, does it, when they're having meals outside, etc., in the lovely sunshine.
Yes, they get to jet off to Italy as well, which is kind of a nice kind of, you know, segue out of the New York industry. And yeah, no, it's the writing, it just takes on another level. Like, as I said before, Brian Cox, his deliveries of those lines and just his way that he talks to his children at times. Within the first 5 minutes of the opening episode in season three, you know, he calls people words I won't say on the radio. That's like, yeah, him and Kendall have a nice little head-to-head over the phone, and it sets up the season brilliantly.
Yeah, and I can imagine Kendall blows it because he always does. Jesse Armstrong, like, is people seem to love him, and he's the guy who puts the whole thing together and writes it too. And amazingly, for like people, one of the greatest programs ever on British TV of the last 20 years is Peep Show. He wrote that as well. Very different stuff, though. It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing what he could come up with. And yeah, I kind of excited to see, you know, I don't want to look too far in the future, but what he comes up with next. Like, Succession is such a vast difference from Peep Show, as you said. And what, you know, what kind of world can he create going down the line in that kind of mental brain of his? He's crazy. He's very journalistic in his approach. And he's great at assembling a great team of writers around him as well.
And would you have, like, who's your favourite? Or do you have a favourite? I imagine asking who's your favourite character. I mean, like, favourite, like, obviously some of the lines, there's plenty of stuff you can read of, like, the best lines in Succession because they're so well written and so well delivered. And obviously, poor old Logan Roy himself. I mean, my God, he says that everywhere he goes, people just ask, go on, just tell me to F off. And he has to say it to me in the airports and having a meal. It's fantastic. And say it in the way you say it, because that's all he seems to say most of the time. But anyway, Tom being married to Shiv, who's not a member of the family. Sorry, he's not like one of the Roys, but he is there, and he's feckless character who takes it out on you, by the way, on Greg, but all the time. But he has the best lines in it, and people don't listen. There's one in programme 16 or 17 when they go to Dundee and kind of he goes back to his hometown. He steps out of, again, I can't say what the line is because I'd have to, I can't say things like that on the radio. But he steps out of the car and there's one person who's there holding up a placard to tell the Roy family to get lost, and it's just brilliant. But he's also, one of the things, this is what I want to mention here now, sorry, the reason I'm getting to this is Tom has this thing, he's at the table, like the famous sort of around, I don't know, 14 or 15 maybe, something like that, when they meet the Pierce family. Now, the Pierce family are the people who own, like, a proper newspaper and have been all the way up and gone to, you know, Brown University and all this kind of thing. And these guys are just, you know, tabloid nothings, and even though they've loads of money. When the two of them, like, when they meet in a field and they step off the helicopter, it's like, this is better than anything in Game of Thrones. This is going to be a battle royale. And then they go for a meal. Every time there's a meal, you go, great. Actually, I know I'm ranting at this stage, but the worst thing is the boar on the floor thing, but number three in season two, I didn't like that.
God,
I didn't like that at all. But anyway, all the other meals are always fantastic because they always make such a fool of themselves. But anyway, the point about it, and Shiv saying, but you know, it's me, Dad. No, actually, it's not. But anyway, it's Tom. He suddenly has to sort of be the fall guy, and he's sitting there and he starts talking about the asparagus, like as the queen of the. It's just the best ever. It's just, thank God I can't say it. You have to say it. Anyway, all those things, right? Of everybody, who gets the best lines? Or I suppose you're going to say Roman because he's just so nasty all the time and so funny. Is that it?
Roman is just with his sideswipes. Him and Shiv their dynamic is just another level, I think. And yeah, no, I have, as I said, a soft spot for Greg and Tom. Their relationship is just fantastic. But I think, I don't know, I think Logan in season three, he has a lot of the best lines in this. But yeah, Tom continues his streak of just putting his foot in, you know, just saying whatever it comes across his mind in season three. And I'm so looking forward to seeing what happens in the last two episodes. I'm just annoyed, so annoyed that they didn't give me those last two episodes, but so I'll be tuning in like everyone else in a few weeks time when that
well as I say when the last two episodes of and the reveal at the end of for poor old Kendall at the end of season one at the wedding in Scotland, wow, that was pretty amazing stuff. But anyway, the whole two programs were just so well done. But what was I going to say? Yeah, these new people, Alexander Skarsgård and Adrian Brody, as in we know them as actors very well, so they're just other players, are they? Financial types, newspaper types?
Yeah, so Adrian Brody comes in and he's like an investor that both Kendall and Logan have to kind of woo for their own side. So they have to kind of, they both turn up at a meeting and Adrian Brody basically kind of decides who he wants to side with. And then Alexander Skarsgård, he plays like I think he's like a kind of a socially awkward tech executive who's also considering a merger with the company. So yeah, but they kind of come in fleetingly, they don't last too long, which is, you know, it's good, it's kind of nice to see, it's refreshing to see like these kind of established characters come in and just kind of see what they can shake up with the Roys. And there's also Sana Latan, who's she's kind of a powerful lawyer who also appears in the series. But yeah, no, I'm excited to see how it all shapes up in the end. I can't say too much of what happens throughout the season, but definitely within the first 5 minutes of the episode of season three, they've got you right in the back, palm of your hand again.
People like Holly Hunter and that are well gone at this stage, are they? They don't come back in or anything, do they?
Yes, I don't think they come back at all.
And just as a matter of interest, do the Roy family, do they manage to display any redeeming qualities or features at all in this new season? Or is it a case that they are worse than ever? Please say they don't have any redeeming qualities. I'd hate to see that.
No, definitely don't count them as in your favorite people in the world for sure. I don't think there's any redeeming qualities there, which I think that's why it's so good. You just hate all these characters so much, but you just can't stop watching what they're going to do to overthrow their brothers and sisters, you know. I think that's why everyone loves us so much. They're so unlikable, these characters, but yes, we can't help but watch them.
Yeah, I love them all. I think they're great.
Yes.
It's like Brent. People didn't get David Brent in The Office. He just wanted people to like him. He wasn't a bad person. Anyway, doesn't matter.
I kind of described this as like It's Only Sunny in Philadelphia, basically, but with business people, I think. I think that's how I like to describe this series as, because It's Always Sunny, they have such unlikable characters as well, but you can't help but see what they're going to do next. And I think this is like the business equivalent, really.
Right, indeed. Okay, well, there's 9 programmes. I won't start for about a month or so, I'd say. I want to see 4 in a row. So I'll certainly look forward to that. It all happens tomorrow. Where does it happen again? Sky Atlantic and Now TV, isn't it?
Yeah, it's every week they'll be on Sky, just the day after they air in the States on HBO.
Okay. Oh, it's HBO, of course. Yeah. All right, but listen, Owen, good man. OwenCannonEntertainment.ie. I'm looking forward to that, obviously. And thanks a million for talking to us, Owen, on the programme today. Take it easy, right?
No worries, Dave. Have a good afternoon.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.